This is GIS News. Coming up, Finance Ministry offering incentives for creation of innovative products. Agriculture Ministry exploring development of pharmaceutical items from fish trimmings. And parents urged to plan for their children's tertiary education. The news in detail after this message.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Now the news. Manufacturers and entrepreneurs are being encouraged to take advantage of incentives from the Ministry of Finance to create new unique consumer products. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says with the recent passage of the Income Tax Relief Large-Scale Projects and Pioneers Industries Act, persons undertaking research and development activities to create new products may apply for tax credits from the government. The Act requires, however, that the activity or product being introduced is not currently being carried out on a substantial commercial basis in Jamaica.
The Act provides for pioneer industries to receive additional tax credit to further reduce tax liability, thereby encouraging innovation through scientific research and the application of technology to alter or improve existing industries or services.
Dr. Phillips notes that the regulations supporting the Act are to be promulgated in short order. The finance minister was speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange Investments and Capital Markets Conference in Kingston on Wednesday. The government is looking to partner with Japan to explore the development of pharmaceutical items from fish trimmings. The initiative is aimed at developing the fisheries sector and increasing the production of both marine and aquaculture fish.
As part of the value-added component to the fishing industry, where we gut fish daily and trimmings are thrown by and large to waste, we see partnership from Japan to explore if there are any pharmaceutical benefits to be derived from the hundreds of kilograms of trimmings in the fishing industry.
Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan. The fisheries industry contributes some 0.4% to the country's gross domestic product GDP and also accounts for 8% of all agricultural exports. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is appealing for parents to begin saving towards their children's tertiary education from an early stage. Reverend Thwaites says personal responsibility must be practiced by all Jamaican parents as they seek to support their children toward a bright future.
My advice to parents is that they should start saving for their child's tertiary education from grade 7, if not before. Put down $500 a month if that is what you can afford, because the power of compounding will make it a tidy sum by the time that child reaches 18.
Reverend Thwaites says while approximately 14.6% of the ministry's budget has been allocated to fund tertiary students for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, it is unrealistic to expect the government to support funding in its entirety. He was speaking Wednesday at the launch of COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union's Blast Off 2015 at the Mona Visitors Lodge in Kingston. In the meantime, the Students Loan Bureau will begin accepting loan applications for the 2015-2016 academic year on February 16.
Government has adequately funded the Student Loan Bureau to cover loan applications for more than 14,000 new and returning students, estimated at $4.6 billion.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The Students Loan Bureau will close applications for the 2015-2016 academic year on May 29. That was GIS News. I'm Njui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.